Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, full of grace and truth, you teach the truth from the Father. For 3 years you spoke and provided signs and wonders to reveal your identity. Still, with such overwhelming evidence, the news of the empty tomb through the ages is doubted, even to this day. May that not be so in our hearts. Grant us a certitude to our faith, so that we know you are exactly who you claim to be, who you revealed yourself to be, very God of very God, the Son incarnate, the redeeming Christ. Reveal your glory here. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Together for 3 years, walking and talking, sleeping and eating, laughing and sharing stories and the joys of life, times of learning at the Master's feet, experiencing amazing things, 5 loaves and 2 fish, feeding thousands, a man born blind given sight, walking on water, Lazarus called forth from the tomb after being dead for 4 days, walking amongst a huge crowd, numbers that just drew goosebumps and shivers as the palms waved and voices shouted, Hosanna. And then the quiet evening in the upper room, just Jesus and the disciples. Emotions and thoughts and memories all flooding through your mind. And suddenly in just a few short hours, all of that was torn from you. Judas, leading the crowd and soldiers in the night with torches to take Jesus away. Disciples scattered, running for fear, watching from a distance, catching glimpses as the surreal events unfold before your eyes. Jesus had done so much good. The healings, the compassion, the tender love, and the many mercies. This just does not make sense. From the chief priest to Pilate, do I dare follow along or do I rush back to safety of the upper room where I can lock the door? Daylight is dawning. Look at Jesus, beaten, bruised, blood flowing. His back. That's enough. Just let him go. What's that? The shouting is, no, it cannot be. No, not crucify him. The crowd is crying, crucify him. How quickly the crowd has changed. The slow, agonizing walk to Golgotha, the place of execution by hanging on a cross. Jesus died. He is dead. My heart is torn to shreds. Back to the upper room, nothing else to do. It is finished. Lock the door. Evening's coming. The Sabbath is here. Sounds of sobbing and the heaves of great anguish just fill that upper room with overwhelming grief. Is this all? Evening comes. The Sabbath is almost over. Sleep. Try to sleep and then figure out what to do next. The first day of the week comes in the morning. No one notices. Mary Magdalene slips out early along with a couple other women. And you? It's just too painful. Bury your head under the covers and go back to sleep. Pound! Bang! Pound! Open the door, Mary cries. The stone is removed from the tomb. The Lord is not in the tomb. The tomb is empty. Commotion fills the room. Peter and John begin to race. Others stirring too. To the tomb. All the pent-up emotions come flowing out, powering the powerful leg muscles to race to the tomb. What did they find? The linens were there. But Jesus, he is not there. Belief begins to bloom like the first flowers coming up in the spring, breaking forth with new life. Color beginning to overcome the grayness of the dead winter. The empty tomb. Jesus died. His body was placed in that tomb, and now he is not there. What did he say? Destroy this temple, in 3 days I will rebuild it. This is the third day. Can it be? He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Can it be? He called Lazarus back to life. Can it be? He said, as the Father has life in himself, the Father granted the Son to have life in himself. Jesus said he had the authority to lay down his life and the authority to take it back up. And he said he would lay down his life for his sheep as the good shepherd. Remember when John was baptizing over in the valley of the Jordan River? And as he pointed to Jesus those years ago, he said, Behold the Lamb of God. Has death passed over? The empty tomb. Yes, the empty tomb. One of the most attested to facts of history. Believers and deniers all agree the tomb is empty. Peter testifying to Cornelius several years later, we are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. That testimony is in Acts chapter 10. Peter says they killed him, but God raised him from the dead. Peter goes on to say he was not seen by everyone. He was seen by witnesses whom God chose. And Peter even asks, Jesus ate and drank with them after he rose from the dead. A physical, bodily resurrection. And Jesus commanded the preaching to the people to testify, He is the Christ, the one who through him forgiveness of sin is for believers. The tomb is empty. Jesus rose from the dead, physical, bodily resurrection. Jesus ate and drank with the disciples after he rose from the dead. He was seen by many. But there is more. There is more here than what it simply seems. The power of life over death is very much a part. But there is something greater, vastly greater. And that greater something was done for you. Theologians have composed many meticulous sounding words to try to express the greater something. You can learn the words if you like to be a part of your deepening discipleship. But even those words fall short of understanding the mystery of what God accomplished at the cross and the empty tomb. What you simply need to know, and I do mean simply need to know, is this: you are forgiven. Believe in Jesus and your sins are forgiven. As simple as that, as straightforward as that, believe and you are forgiven. Eternal life is yours. No Herculean task to do to earn forgiveness or to earn the worthiness of eternal life. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you forgiveness and life through the Son. As great as the fall was when sin entered in, even greater was the humble obedience of the Son, Jesus Christ. For in the cross, in that cross, all that separated sin, death, and the devil were defeated. Now, there is new life awaiting you. Jesus rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He is preparing a place for you so that when he comes, that great glorious day, the trumpet will sound and the angels will fill the sky and the glory of the Son will streak across the sky and the dead shall be called to life. Your tomb will be empty. Just like Jesus' tomb, your tomb will be empty. Yours will be the empty tomb. That is what the gospel good news is all about. The empty tomb of Jesus means for you who believe, your tomb will be empty. For you have been raised to life. Shout for joy. Sing the alleluias. I'm alive, never to die again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Alleluia and amen.